to tell this to anyone. Why did he do that? Often we look at the verses now, verse 21 and verse 22. Often we do this sort of thing. We read verse 21 and we say, that's a bit strange, isn't it? Jesus strictly warning them not to tell anyone. That's strange. Oh, maybe the Lord will reveal that to me again another day. And then we read verse 22. The Son of Man must suffer many things. This is all about the cross where Jesus died for my sins, and I know what that's all about. But we need to honour this morning the scriptures. Read them as we're meant to read them. You see a connection between verse 21 and verse 22. He strictly warned them not to tell this to anyone. Really, at the beginning of verse 22, it says, saying. It doesn't say, and he said. It's not something separate. He's explaining verse 21 to us. Jesus strictly warned them not to tell this to anyone, saying, the Son of Man must suffer many things. What's that all about? Let's try and get to the bottom of that. We all shudder, don't we, from pain and suffering. I think that's the problem here. A mighty man, the mighty king, surely shouldn't suffer. We think that about our heroes, don't we? We think, well, they're never going to get ill. They're never going to be in hospital because they're mighty men. They're strong. We're never going to see our leaders cry. This was Peter's problem. We see it more clearly in Matthew's gospel. He says, a crucified Christ, our mighty Saviour. Now, no, he will never die. He's the Christ. He's the Son of God. He's the Messiah. He's the one promised of old. He's the one who will lead us into victory, and we're going to reign with him. He's not going to die. That was what the disciples were saying. Yes, the disciples had an adequate view, an adequate faith in Jesus Christ. Yes, he was the Messiah. And yet they were still lacking, I'm saying, in their understanding that Jesus was to be crucified. And Jesus is saying to them, wait. Wait till you see. Wait till you see how I will fulfill my mission to be your Messiah. I could tell you wonderful things about the Victoria Falls in southern Africa, on the Zambezi River there, on the border of Zimbabwe and Zambia. I could tell you wonderful things. It's beautiful. It's glorious. But I've never been there. It's much better when someone comes back from a holiday, isn't it? And you know they've experienced this wonderful thing, and they tell you all about it. It's much more helpful. This mission of Jesus Christ to be the Messiah was fulfilled in the cross. If the disciples continued, as it were, to go around preaching this crossless Christ, then that message would be most unhelpful, I'm saying. Jesus was saying, wait till you see. Wait till you see why I have come, who I am, how I will fulfill my mission to be your Messiah. They had to wait and see. And that's indeed what they did, isn't it? They did see their Christ crucified on the cross. And after the great event of the death and resurrection of Christ, the disciples would be freed up, as it were, freed up to go into all the world and preach the gospel of Christ crucified, because then they would have a complete message to proclaim. They'd be able to tell the world a correct message. Here indeed is the only Saviour. A Saviour without the cross is not a Saviour at all. It's entirely inadequate. They'd be able to make known that truth that blows all other truths, as it were, out of the water, all other theories of salvation. Come, they would say, come and stand on Christ, the solid rock. All other ground is sinking sands. And there was power in that message, wasn't there? In Pentecost, after the Lord Jesus Christ ascended, the disciples were able to preach Christ and Him crucified. There's power in this message. Have you experienced this power yourself? Maybe you've studied Christ, you're accepting the things. You have this sort of acceptable and maybe even an extraordinary view of Christ. But you've never experienced the power of Christ crucified in your life. The joy of having your sins forgiven, guilt removed, and the assurance of eternal salvation, fellowship with God, a life lived with God. The preaching in Acts was truly remarkable, wasn't it? The Christ they believed in was crucified. They couldn't believe it to begin with, but then to apprehend that indeed this was the Christ. This is how He will defeat the enemy, the evil one. The evil one wasn't just the Roman Empire. The evil one is sin and Satan. And Jesus Christ did defeat him on the cross. There's power in the message of Christ and Him crucified. There's Pentecost today in that message being preached. Do you have confidence in it? Do you have confidence in that message? We can get so waylaid, can't we? What message will you make known to your friends, your colleagues in 2010? For your encouragement, we could be very nervous, couldn't we? And we often are when we try to speak about the Bible, we try to speak about salvation to the people that we meet. Perhaps we should be more nervous. We find someone very clever in front of us, and they're asking all sorts of things. What about suffering? Oh, I don't know how to answer this. What do you do? Maybe you get on the phone to Gary. Give him a call. Maybe he'll help you out. That's often what I think of doing. But Jesus isn't saying that at all. He's saying that if you have Jesus Christ and Him crucified, then you have power in your words. You'll have power to overcome all evil, all opposition to Him. Bring the conversation always back to the cross. Always back to the cross. You'll be honouring the Word of God if you do so. Always the cross. Do you see it? The cross changes everything. Jesus is the crucified Lord of creation. Every knee will bow to Him. Every tongue will confess that He is Lord. The cross must dominate everything that we do. If you're making your resolutions now, make it to know the cross better. To know the Christ of the cross. Jesus is saying He had to die on the cross. He had to take my sins upon Himself, that the judgment might not fall upon me, but upon Him. This is how Jesus will be our Saviour, Messiah. Who do you say Jesus is? Who do you say Jesus is? Let us know, let us acknowledge, praise, and serve this Christ, the Lord of glory. Amen. May God bless His word to us.